Greetings. This is Nigeria Anderson, and I have Sam Hicks on the line with me. He's a filmmaker. He has a new film out called Outgrown. Sam, say hello to the people and tell them a little bit about your film.
Hello, everyone. This is Sam Hicks. Excited that Outgrown is finally out. We toured the film festival circuit in the United States and internationally for almost a year now. We've been going to different film festivals all over the country, and now happy that the film has found a great home. That's our up-facing family network. It's a faith-based, family-friendly network, just as Outgrown is. It's a story about two admirable kids that go on this courageous adventure to get to their favorite hip-hop concerts. The film is set in 1996. These kids, man, they take us on a journey. You know, it's very a warm story. It's very ambitious on these kids. They travel through New York, taking helicopters and buses and all kind of things to get to this concert. So, yeah, it's very inspiring, and thank you for having me on your interview on your platform.
No,
definitely grateful.
No worries. Tell us how you became a storyteller.
Okay, well, I would say it started out when I was living in Dallas, Texas. I wanted to start a blog, and at the time, the cell phones weren't as advanced as far as the cameras when I was starting this blog, so I knew I needed to have some professional pictures.
Right.
And basically, I tried to hire a family photographer. She told me she was going to charge me like $125 an hour. So I was just like, I can't afford that. So I knew somebody who did photography, and I just told him to, you know, try to show me how to do this so I could start this blog. I got the camera when I started taking pictures, you know, so many doors started to open up for me. And, you know, I just started to, you know, invest more and more and more time into it. And it just grew organically from there. But specifically, the key turning moment when I felt that stories could touch me and move me and, you know, give me insight on the way I think is when I seen this documentary from the director, 1-9 and Eric Parker, a documentary about Nas. It's called Time is Illmatic. It's basically a coming of story of Nas when he created his first album, Illmatic. Mm. And that documentary really moved me so much that I quit my job in 6 months and moved to New York to become a full-time photographer after I seen the documentary.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. So what's your major skill? Is it a cinematographer, a producer, director, filmmaker, or all in one?
I would say I'm a cinematographer first.
Mm-hmm.
I am a producer as well. Every film that I ever made, I produced it.
Okay.
And that became a necessity because no one would hire me as a cinematographer. Well, I had a full-time job at a television network as a cinematographer, but I wanted to tell my own stories that, you know, resonated with me and, you know, things with the people I see and, you know, talk about Black culture and Black and enlightenment. And nobody was hiring me. So, you know, I had to write my own script, produce my own script, you know, raise my own money. And I just felt that once I did make Outgrown and I seen how it empowered so many people, I was able to hire so many Black people behind and in front of the camera, you know, I just felt like I had an obligation to keep doing that. And, you know, I created my second film, also titled Varnell, is also coming out soon. And yeah, so that, it was really, I became a producer out of necessity. Now I love it.
Oh, okay. You write your films or you have someone you collaborate with?
Both. Okay. I co-wrote Outgrown. The director, Kareem Muhammad, also co-wrote on it. My second film, I didn't write. I just produced it. So, I want to build a team, though. I don't want to write every script that I produce. I am actively engaging in building teams of writers right now. So yeah. If you're a writer and you listen to this, contact me on any platform at Sam Shottit, SamShottit, Instagram, Facebook, email, samshottit@gmail.com. Collaborate with me because, you know, I'm building a team.
That's all right. And that's important. And something you said, when we all are starting out as entrepreneurs, we know ain't no budget. So it's pretty much how much we got in the bank, what we get next week besides paying our bills and trying to live and feed a family. So I appreciate the person who took that opportunity to spend time with you, possibly help you in a time of need, and then help you launch what was in your heart and your passion. And I think as a community, and I like that you're saying you're building a team, as a community, we have to initially trust and invest in each other until we can get that greater platform. What are your thoughts on that, since you've actually been through the process?
Yeah, so if anybody always asks me advice, you know, how do you make your first fam? You know, typically the first thing I say is you got to change your mindset, because it does start with you, you know. Mm-hmm. You gotta be able to make sacrifices. You gotta be able to, you know, overcome your fear. You know, fear is the number one thing that holds people back from doing things. And you gotta be able to have enough courage to overcome your fear. But the second thing that comes right after that, right immediately after that, is building a team, building a community, getting involved in the community. You know, the community, when I was living in New York, that's when I live in Los Angeles now, but when I was living in New York, the community that I tapped into in, like, real, like, 100%, it's called a Black TV and Film Collective. It was co-founded by my director. And, yeah, that was just, like, my breeding ground to collaborate with all these different people. So the Black TV and Film Collective has a, it's a collective of writers, producers, cinematographers, entertainment attorneys. You know, I had so many people through that collective. I hired my entertainment attorney, my producer, my director, my co-writer. Some of the cast members came from the Black TV and Film Collective. Building a team is everything. You know, you won't see no successful business or anything operating in the marketplace without a successful team. So, a filmmaker, if you look at it in the film and you watch the credits, you'll see how many people worked on this film.
Right.
It's not a one-man thing. It's filmmaking is not a one-man or one-woman show, you know. So, you have to build a team. And I mean, your team can basically strengthen your weaknesses, and you'll definitely be able to go farther.
What were you doing before entering into the filmmaking business?
Well, I went to school for marine biology, and then I got into advertising. And I did advertising, and that's why I transitioned into photography.
Okay. Outgrown. You use children in that film. Where did you find the kids to partake in your film?
So we did a casting, posted on all the different casting networks, and yeah, we had a lot of kids that came and auditioned for, you know, the kids of Reggie and Sam. Initially, I had wrote that script. I came up with the idea from the relationship that I seen with my niece and my nephew when I lived in Dallas, Texas. I stayed with them for a little while, and I would see the interaction, and it was marvel to me just to see them always together and, you know, getting into things together. And then that really was an inspiration from those characters, and seeing my nephew and my niece. We ended up, you know, doing a casting in New York, because I initially was going to try to film the film in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But since I didn't live in Texas, it was going to be probably too challenging to do, because I had a lot of resources in New York. So we casted in New York, and the lead actress of Sam is played by Lucina Eloe, and Howie was Reggie, is Howie Shearer. And they came in audition just like everybody else did.
Wow. What's the future looking like for Sam Hicks in the film business?
The future is looking like me building an actively engaging team and producing more content that's made by people of color, featuring people of color. I found my strength is in building teams, raising money, producing and cinematography. So that's what I want to focus on. Varnell is coming out. We have to secure distribution for it already, but the distributor hasn't announced it. So I can say it's coming out soon. That's my second film under my production company. I have scripts in development. But one thing that I'm focusing on is educating myself and investing in the education of distribution more. I read a book that said you shouldn't even make a film until you got distribution in place.
Right.
And I know that's kind of radical, but I do think every filmmaker should start to think about distribution while you're writing a script, because distribution, when you start to think like that, you're thinking not only as a filmmaker, but you're starting to change your mind into being in the business of filmmaking.
Right.
And filmmaking is a business. You know, films cost a lot of money to create.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can understand the processes and the routes to start to make money from your film, it would just enable you to have a more successful career in this business and not fade away.
Right. So how did you connect with Up Faith and Family?
I was at the Toronto International Film Festival in Canada, and I actually was working for my job. I was on a red carpet of Dolomite, and I was very excited because I knew I was about to meet Eddie Murphy. He's a big inspiration.
Uh-huh.
And I started to talk to one of the fellow journalists on the red carpet, and I was just telling her about, you know, I do this job, but I'm an independent filmmaker. And, you know, I just started to spread the gospel of learning. I mean, I've grown. And one thing, a trick, a hack that you can do is always have the trailer downloaded to your cell phone.
That's right.
Don't have to access the internet to show somebody your trailer, because they're not going to wait if YouTube is not loading, if Vimeo is not loading, you know. So I went directly to my trailer. It was in my favorite, so I can get to it quick. I ain't got to be doing a lot of scrolling.
Right.
And I showed them, boom, look at this. And they liked the trailer. You know, that kind of validated all of the gospel that I had been saying before. You know what they said? They was like, I don't know where this can go, but let me get your email.
Right.
You give me your email. Let's get in touch. And then I emailed this person, and then I got a couple of no's, but like 5 months later, I guess the Outgrown Film had started going through the pipeline of that network. Up Faith and Family is owned by Up TV.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I started going down through that pipeline, and then I got a call, like, maybe it was months later, like mm-hmm. 4 months later. You know, I was still going through the film festival circuit, and I got a call with interest, and then, you know, we started to, you know, go down that route then. So it started back with the Toronto International Film Festival, just, you know, being proud of Outgrown, you know, just being proud of it. Everybody I meet, I'm just, like, so excited about the film. And mm-hmm. that's just how it started right there.
That sounds great. And you said you were, like, for almost a year doing the film festivals?
Yeah, definitely.
How does the process begin to partake in film festivals that it took you almost a year of just promoting your film?
Process began, what I would say is doing your research of different film festivals. The most popular database for film festivals domestically in the U.S. is a website called film48.com. I mean, it's thousands of film festivals on there. But what I found that was strategic about entering into film festivals is you have to do kind of a market analysis on your film. Okay, I use Outgrown, for example. Outgrown is set in 1996. It has topics of hip-hop, young kids, black culture. It's set in Brooklyn. So I could take those elements, and then I can start identifying film festivals that screen films that has those topics and those elements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you why this is valuable. Because the average film festival price of submission is $30 to $50 per submission. I submitted to approximately 50 different film festivals, so you do the math. It's not cheap to submit into these film festivals. Instead of, you know, submitting to every film festival that don't even meet your target audience, that it's a highly likely chance they're going to tell you no. But if you do your market analysis and identify film festivals who are already screening films that has the topics and the themes of your film, it will give you a higher chance and a likelihood that they will accept your film. And if that happens, you will save money. That's where you start. You do a market analysis of the themes of your film and identify film festivals that play it. One thing that I always say is don't put film festivals only a tool. It's like building a house.
Right.
A pressurized nail gun is only one tool in the toolbox to build a house. You need other tools. So a film festival is only one tool for the overall goal of distribution. Distribution for your film could be streaming, getting a streaming deal for VOD. It could be theatrical release. It could be merchandise. So Film Festival is one tool to get closer to distributors. To be actively engaging in marketing your films, set up private screenings. You know, with Outgrown, we had several private screenings to our existing audience through our email campaigns that we created and our social media campaigns. We also partnered with younger organizations in New York to screen a film to their kids, like the Harlem School of the Arts. So, you know, don't just put all your faith, all your eggs in a film festival and just expect for them to distribute your film. You have to continually market and align partnerships to get your film seen by different audiences. It's your job, not the film festival job.
You better
so
preach.
That's what I want to say. I did a video on distribution, and I went in depth about this, about distribution and the you know, the platform of film festivals and how, you know, you can use them to your benefit. Because at the end of the day, the film festival has an agenda too. They want to make money too. They want to sell tickets too. They want to get the big stars that they're to walk the red carpet so they can get more press. They want distributors to come to their film festivals to acquire films. You know, that makes the film festival more popular, which gives more sponsorship to them. So they have an agenda too.
Right.
You know, everybody got an agenda. So you just need to learn the business and see how you can make their agenda align with your agenda.
That's all right. That's all right. Now, Kickstarter, how well did that go for you as a filmmaker? Because, you know, everybody has the GoFundMe, Kickstarter, you know, all these avenues to create revenue. Was Kickstarter beneficial to you?
Kickstarter was absolutely beneficial to me. So my first two films, I didn't raise funding for. I put up my own money. So the first two films, I didn't raise no funding. I just worked at my job and lived frugal and invested in myself.
Okay.
But what happened was, once I did that, I made the 2 films. And then I was at a point where I was ready to leave my job and just become a full-time filmmaker. I was doing so many things because I wanted to raise some capital to basically buy a camera. Because if I knew if I had this camera, I would be able to make money as a cinematographer, and I would be able to produce my own films faster. So I was, like, meeting with a lot of business people trying to figure out how can I raise this money, what strategies. And then I was actively pitching a potential investor, and he was just like, man, I don't want to take none of your company, man. You built that company. You should go Kickstarter. You should, like, raise the money, like, on Kickstarter. And you know what? He was right. A light went off in my head, and I started to investigate Kickstarter a bit. And, yeah, I hired a consultant to it, and she helped me. And we raised $17,000 on Kickstarter in 30 days.
Wow.
So that was beneficial. So when I raised the money on Kickstarter, I took that money and I went and started I moved to L.A. and started my production company. We're up and running now. In L.A., I raised that Kickstarter. It completed in February of this year. And then COVID happened, which definitely shut Hollywood down.
Right.
But in the midst of COVID, you know, I did both of the deals for, you know, my 2 films, and now and back in L.A., you know, some productions are, you know, kicking back up to smaller indie productions, but we're definitely keeping the faith, and we're just moving forward.
Man, that's good. You know what? I love everything that you've shared with us, Sam Hicks, man. This is why we say we are where key players speak, because you truly broke that down. And I know someone listening who is aspiring to be a film, to be in film, is truly, truly blessed by the information you've shared. So tell us your social media. Tell people how they can see Outgrown. They need to see it now. I mean, they ain't got nowhere to go. We in COVID. So come on, let them know where they can go, where they can go and see that film.
So you can go see Outgrown on upfaithandfamily.com. Sign up. You can get a 14-day free subscription. So it don't cost you anything to go watch the film. It's a great film. And I would say you can follow Outgrown Film. You just type out Outgrown Film anywhere. And you can social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can go to outgrownfilm.com, sign up for the newsletter. My personal social media is Sam Schott. It's SamSHott. And that's everywhere. Facebook, Instagram. I'm on Instagram all the time. You know, my name is Sam Hicks. My social is Sam Sadi.
Wow. Well, thank you, Sam, for stopping by. We really appreciate it. And all that we can do, we're here to help you. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So whenever you drop in those films, feel free to contact us. We try to be the media partner and outlet that does the best in marketing and promotion for those that come across our platform. So we appreciate you, sir.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.